in fairness to the area engineer, I've met and discussed the issue with him, and it is a substantial job where the wall would have to be really taken down and new foundations put in and a new wall actually built. So there is a large, I suppose, funding pot needed for this. But I think, you know, the public expect that when they go into a cemetery that the wall is not in danger of falling, because in that part of the cemetery there are currently families interred there and people are visiting the cemetery on a daily basis, and some families are still burying loved ones in that part of the cemetery even though the new cemetery is open. So I think it's something that Sligo County Council will have to source funding on, because I'm asking them at the September meeting to include a budget allocation in the upcoming budget of Sligo County Council for 2025 to allocate a section of funding specifically for the repair of the boundary wall in the old cemetery of Ballymote before it gets any worse, because as you see by the picture there, the wall is in a deplorable condition in certain sections, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, Councillor, it sounds like there's almost kind of two sides to why there needs to be a solution to this current problem. Well, one is that the area should be upkept to a degree. You know, there needs to be a sign of respect towards deceased, as well as that it also poses a big safety issue as well for families that would be visiting the area.
Yes, and unfortunately, in certain sections of the old cemetery in Ballymote and probably in other cemeteries throughout the county, graves are located fairly close to the boundary wall. And this wall, you know, is a very old wall, and over the years it has deteriorated with weathering and, you know, deterioration of the plaster just crumbling away. And unfortunately, it is located fairly close to some existing burial grounds, and you wouldn't like to see any of the wall collapsing or coming down close to that. So it is something I have discussed with Sligo County Council previously, and they were trying to source funding. So I am highlighting it again, because I don't want this to deteriorate any more. So it is something that I will be putting pressure on Sligo County Council to ensure that funding is sourced, whether that be through the graveyard scheme or whether it's through the upcoming budget that Sligo County Council is going to have to pass later on this year. So it's something I'd be pursuing on behalf of the community in the Greater Ballymote area.